We all know about Scottish tartan.
我们都知道苏格兰花格布。
And have heard the sound of bagpipes.
我们也都听过苏格兰风笛悠扬的笛声。
But what about the food in Scotland?
今天我们的节目就是要带大家了解一下苏格兰这个四大英国民族之一的当地特色菜肴 The Cuisine of Scotland.
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是董征。
A lot of people talk about the unhealthy fried food you can eat in Scotland.
比如说苏格兰当地最有特色的油炸面果马氏巧克力棒，还有炸鱼。
But there are plenty of delicacies in this beautiful country.
Delicacies, 山珍海味一样的佳肴。
They're not small, they're not light. Well, they're quite small, actually. they pack a mighty punch, but the intention is not to eat the whole thing.
That was Chef Jeremy Lee. He's from Aberdeen, Scotland's third largest city.
我们的这位苏格兰高级厨师啊，给我们讲的是苏格兰的一道特色菜，就是羊杂碎小肚 ,haggis。
He says they pack a mighty punch.
就是说它够你消瘦的。
Haggis is a kind of sausage or savory pudding cooked in a sheep's intestine. And it's a very traditional Scottish dish. Here's Jeremy again describing a haggis that he's just cooked.
Plucks, lights, fat, oats, spice, and the whole lot encased in a sheep's stomach.
Did you hear some of those ingredients, Jean?
Jeremy 刚才说到这道菜里的成分的时候，他说的 plucks 还有 lights 到底是些什么东西啊？
Apparently, they're the heart, liver, and lungs of the sheep. The other ingredients in the dish are fat, oats, and spice.
OK, 看来这些都是羊杂碎、羊下水的意思，还有燕麦和调料等等，都填在羊肚里做熟，包在里面的就是 encased.
Traditional Scottish cooking uses very basic ingredients.
传统的苏格兰羊杂碎小肚呢，选料非常的简单。这是因为当初最早创造出这道菜的时候，当地的人很穷，手里也没有太多的原料和调料，所以已经是把能找到的食物都放进去了。
BBC Learning English.
I think the foods that came out of that level of frugality are just eminently delicious because there was no money. They didn't have what we have now.And in the ingredients wise, you know, it's shockingly wasteful to throw it all away. So it makes perfect sense.
Jeremy 他说，像苏格兰羊杂碎小肚这样的菜式，其实起源于节俭 frugality.
He says they are delicious and that it's shockingly wasteful to throw away parts of an animal.
Shockingly wasteful, 简直就是可怕的浪费。
So if there's all this delicious traditional food in Scotland, why do so many people choose to eat fast food?
It is cold and it is damp and it gets dark very early. And, you know, so you want warm comfort food. And warm comfort food is delicious and it is simple, but it takes time to prepare. So you can see over a long period of time as people began to develop, you know, the taste for fast food.
Jeremy 又给我们介绍了一下在一年当中苏格兰都是些什么样的气候。
It's cold and damp and it gets dark early.
这也就是为什么苏格兰人都喜欢吃热乎乎的，而且是吃了让人很舒服的食物 comfort food.
But comfort food can take a long time to make, which is why a lot of Scottish people, or Scots, often buy fast food. What a shame.
是的。下面是 Jeremy 接着给我们谈到苏格兰人其他的拿手好菜。
They've got a fantastic tradition of baking bread, cakes, it's marvelous.The other interesting thing with Scots cooking that's quite curious is that everything has its name. So your Dundee cake and Dundee marmalade, everything had its place. And everyone knew where it came from, where the best one was and who made the best one. So with all that, you know, has been lost from the centre of towns, the bakers still, you know, mostly seem to prevail.
就像 Jeremy 说的，在苏格兰呀，用烤箱做出来的烘烤食物传统还是一直保留着的，所以面包师在这里似乎最占优势 prevail。
He mentions a very well-known kind of cake called Dundee cake. Have you ever tried it, Jean?
Dundee 蛋糕我还真没吃过。
I absolutely love it. Long live Scottish cooking. Time for us to go, but remember you can find this program and many other BBC Learning English programs on our website, bbcukchina.com. So until the next time, bye-bye.
Bye.